Blog Talk Radio.
Last night, all I think about is you. Don't stop, baby, you can walk too. Don't want, baby, think about you. You know that I'm never gonna lose.
Hey now.
What up?
Welcome back to the Questionable Quintelligence Report.
Oh yeah.
And we got Mikey Mikes. We got the Mike and the Mike live on the air. And let's see. So do you know what gerrymandering is?
Yes.
Okay. I sort of know what it is. I know that it allows whoever's doing it to, like, redistrict areas.
I can't tell you that I know the exact process or protocol.
Right,
yeah. They basically can repurpose, like, districts and areas of land to kind of, like, circumnavigate certain populations, which is kind of insane
to me that people
are just like, oh yeah, that's just what they're doing.
Yeah, it's like a specific and deliberate redistricting of an area, and it's usually done by Republicans to have some sort of voting advantage.
Right.
Which, that's the part I don't understand. I don't understand how they can just, like, redistrict. I don't understand the process of how that keeps happening. Like, it seems to me like it would be kind of an easy thing to stop. I would think that to redistrict something, you'd have to do, like, meetings and all this other shit, like, you know, to...
Yeah, that's the thing, is I don't know where that goes into it or how that's a part of it.
Right.
But yeah, but it's insane. Like, I remember seeing this picture... I'm not going to do this picture justice, and obviously we're talking on the radio, so it's not really going to help.
Right.
But, like,
show me.
There was a scenario where there's, like, 20 boxes, right? And, like,
right.
12 of the boxes are blue and 8 are red.
Right.
So
right.
If you just add up those 20 votes, it's going to be blue wins 60% to 40%.
Right.
But then what they do with gerrymandering is they break up those 20 into, like, 3 different districts. But
right.
then, like, the one district will be all blue. Like, it'll be, like, 7 blue.
Right.
Right. And then the other 2 districts will be 3 red and 2 blue. And so then it turns out red wins.
Yeah.
They win 2 out of 3 districts.
That's
even though they only have 40% of the popular vote. I know, it's crazy that people are just like, oh yeah, that's just what happened. Like, it makes no fucking sense.
No, that doesn't make any sense at all, because it literally just allows people who are losing to win. That's literally
right.
All it does.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't understand the rhyme or reason as far as, like, how you are allowed to redistrict in certain areas I don't understand, but it's crazy. Like you said, it's just, like, a way for, like, the losers to, like, figure out. It's
right.
Like changing the rules of a fucking sport in the middle of a game, being like, no, never mind.
Exactly.
Like when you play a game with a kid, like you're playing a board game with a kid, and they're making
just,
up
like,
the rules as they go along.
Making up rules, trying to figure out how to not let them,
right.
You know.
Right.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. That's an apt analogy, too, because, like, it doesn't make sense to me how, like, for example, when the real estate, industry, like, really crashed a few years ago, like, it was really bad, one of the reasons was because the banks were, like, packaging these high-risk loans, right? They take they give these loans to, like, poor people who were never going to be able to pay them off. And somehow they would package those loans in with low-risk loans, and then they become this, like, entity where you can then sell these loans to another company and make money off of the loans. So then the company takes the debt up themselves and gives the original lender money. But, you know, whoever borrows is still on the hook. And now you're on the hook for somebody who's even less scrupulous than the banks are, you know. But how do you, like, how can you package, like, they take these shit loans and they wrap them up with other regular ass loans and then sell them. Like, how is that legal?
I don't know. This is fucking baffling.
And it caused a crash in the real estate market, which was, like, obvious. Like, it's a direct line. Like, there's no ifs, ands, or buts as to what caused that real estate boom. Banks were giving subprime mortgages, right? That was a huge thing. Subprime mortgages, and then, you know, the real estate market took a dive because nobody could pay their loans back. So now these banks and pseudo banks and collection agencies and shit, now nobody's getting paid anyway. It's just someone else's responsibility. Like, that's this weird loopholes that we have that are just, like, designed to let people fuck other people over. Like, what possible purpose could gerrymandering have in, which is what we purport to be?
I don't know if optimistic is the right word, but I would like to think there was a reason for it initially, like a legitimate reason. I don't know. That's the thing. Like, I don't know the whole history of, like, why it started or how it came to be, but I'd like to think there was some, like, reasonably logical purpose that it started in the first place. And then, you know, like everything else, it got corrupted to the point where somebody, like, saw the loophole and was like, oh, we could do this? Okay, well, then let's do this. And, like, completely, like, blew it the fuck out of the water.
Like, the first time somebody did that, like, whoever they were, like, why didn't everybody just be like, yo, that's fucked up, dude.
Right.
We shouldn't be letting people do that shit.
Right, that's the thing. Like, I'd like to think there was a decent reason in the beginning. I don't know that to be true, so I don't
know.
But, yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
We're going to have to look more into that because you're right. You're right. Like, how is this – like, it doesn't make sense that this is something that would have been perpetuated for, you know, as long as I've been alive, which is 45 years.
Oh, yeah, totally.
You know, and gerrymandering hasn't – it wasn't new when I was a baby. You know, it's not like that was a new thing.
No, definitely not.
But, like, that's, you know, I don't know how that formed either, but I would really hope – well, obviously, if it's still around, nobody fucking took care of it. So, you're right. How did we get this far?
So, I literally just Googled gerrymandering history real quick. And, yeah, apparently it started, like, in, like, the early 1800s. And one of the things it says is when black men won the right to vote after the Civil War, gerrymandering was taken up a notch. So it had already been in existence before then. But then once black men were able to vote, then, yeah, it definitely increased because they were trying to figure out a way to, like, water down those black voters.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't, like, the first time that happened it had to have happened – I can't even say that it started with Republicans. Who did it start with? Did it tell you that? Like, who? Who's the first one to start doing
let's
that?
Let's see. Well, see, here it says, in 18th century England, political operatives created rotten boroughs with only a few eligible voters, making it easy for politicians to buy the residents' vote and gain seats in Parliament.
It was the England.
So that's the initial.
then it says, and we're still doing it. We're still doing it.
We hate you, England. Stop trying to make us have the state religion. Stop trying to do that. But gerrymandering is cool. The fascist shit is cool. We're going to do that stuff.
After English colonists founded the U.S., gerrymandering began almost immediately. There's evidence that Virginia, North Carolina, and South Carolina drew districts to benefit some candidates over others in the late 18th and early 19th centuries. And then in 1812, Massachusetts gerrymandering was more brazen about contorting districts into odd shapes to maximize a party gain. Like, they would literally physically draw these weird-ass districts just to, like you said, just to get make sure they won a majority of the votes. So it says, even though the Jeffersonian – so, yeah, it must have been the Democrats, because it says, even though the Jeffersonian or whatever – whoever was against the Republicans at the time. I don't know if it was the Democrats or, like, the Whigs or somebody.
Right, because, I mean, the Republicans were not, like – the Republicans were not always, like, the insane right-wing Christian party. Like, they weren't always.
Oh, no, wait, no, wait, wait, hold on. It was the Republicans. Hold on. or at least an offshoot of the Republican
right.
Party. It says, even though the Jeffersonian Republicans received 49% of the vote, they won 29 out of the 40 seats in the Senate due to gerrymandering. So they got less than half the votes, but they won, like, 70% of the Senate seats.
Right. So how do you not look at that and say, well, that's crazy illegal. Like, we should really put some laws in the books to stop this kind of, like, insane, illegal. Like, it's literally cheating.
Yeah, totally. And this led to a backlash against the state's Jeffersonian Republican Party, not to be confused with the Republican Party established in 1854. Okay, so yeah, this is, like, even before, quote-unquote, Republican Party. The next year, the Federalists regained control of the state legislature. Ironically, it was the Jeffersonians, Republicans, thinly drawn districts that allowed the party to lose them with only a small shift in political opinion. Once in power, the Federalists redrew the districts. So, yeah, I mean, they were kind of all doing it, which is insane.
You know? Yeah. So,
but yeah, they said it definitely got worse. They said it definitely got worse after black men were allowed to vote after the Civil War.
Yeah, of course. Of course it would, because that's a whole new Democratic voting bloc.
Yeah, yep, totally.
Of course. Of course they would do that. It all makes – I mean, that's like, you know, that feeds into – that's such like a dirty tactic that I just – like, even if the Democrats were doing it, they're not doing it now.
Right.
Right? So when they decided to – this is why Democrats are so fucking stupid. They don't have foresight. Like, they don't have any ability. They don't have any ability to see what's coming down the pike and act accordingly, which is why
they also have
a fucking dog and pony. Wait, say
right.
again?
I said they also have no balls.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's absolutely a huge part of it. There's no testicles in the Democratic
Party. Right.
Actually, the testicles in the Democratic Party are on the women of color who have a small percentage. Those are the motherfuckers with balls.
True.
They have the balls, and they're the ones that are usually silenced by the Democratic Party. Those are the ones who, whenever, like, you know, AOC says something, they just ignore it. You know, and this woman actually criticizes the Democrats too. Like, I don't.
Yep.
It makes me so ridiculously angry when people talk shit about this woman, and The only thing they can ever point out that the, about her is that she may have made a mistake once, like saying something. Like that's
right.
their biggest, you know, she may have said something that sounds dumb, but guess what? Politicians say shit that sounds dumb all the time. In my opinion, from what I've seen of her, she happens to speak way, she's way more intelligent than just that one incident. You know what I mean? Like, I don't see more of those things peppered throughout what she's saying. But also, like, what do they keep saying? Yeah, so they say that she, like, they say, like, she made something up. I know what the other stuff is. Apparently, she's done, like, photo ops. Like, they say she's done photo ops. And the thing they point to is when she went down to the wall, the border wall, to, like, kind of figure out what's going on down there and talk to people and shit like that. And she was, like, called down there by, I think, an artist, like a photographer, called her down there. Or when she was there, decided to, like, ask her if he could take some pictures or something. Like, it was not a photo op. And the photographer himself was like, it's not a photo op. But it's a picture.
Right.
It's a kind of a powerful picture of her, like, looking across the wall with, like, really upset, like, looking really fucking upset, because she was, because it's kids in cages down there and shit.
Right.
You know, it's people being hurt and dying all for just trying to escape the horror of their own fucking country.
Mm-hmm.
So she was affected by that, and the photographer capitalized that and took pictures, but they're spinning it as a photo op. And the fact is, like, even if it was a photo op, like, isn't that what everybody does?
Right. I mean, you're trying to draw attention to your cause, whatever it may be, number one. So, like, I don't really see the crime in that.
No. And that's, like, it's bad enough that, because this photographer was trying to do the same thing. You know what I mean? They were taking pictures of what it was like down there because it's fucked up.
Right.
And one of those pictures happened to be AOC, you know, looking over at the – which, whatever. If it was a photo op, do you mean to tell me, like, none of these creatures that crave the public eye, none of them have ever done photo ops?
I have a feeling one or two of them might have.
You know, like, what is it when you're like cutting the ribbon at an old age home or something like that? Like, what's all that shit?
Right.
Those motherfuckers
do
that all the time.
Yep. Totally.
For dumb shit. Oh, you know, fucking Jarvis and his wife Poteet. They just had a fourth inbred child. Right? And fucking Marjorie Taylor Greene steps up and, like, this is what a family is supposed to be.
Yep.
I love that woman is fucking fantastic. Have you seen, like, any of the shit that's going on between her and her buddy Bobo?
I have not recently, to be honest.
But you know who they are. You know who MTG is, and you know who Bobo is.
Yeah, I saw that there was a picture, and it said they were arguing on the floor the other day, which I don't know if that was accurate or if that was pulled out of proportion.
It is.
But that,
of course
okay.
it is.
Okay. So I did see that, but I don't know what they were arguing about or whatever.
It doesn't. I don't even care what they were arguing about. Just the fact that they're arguing is – oh, okay, so – so here's what they were arguing about. Actually, I do know why, and it's fucking hilarious. So Marjorie Taylor Greene keeps trying to present articles of impeachment against Joe Biden on the House floor. And it's not working because nobody really wants – they don't really want to impeach Joe Biden because he's an establishmentarian Democrat. Once he's done, they're going to get power back, and they have two maniacs – that are vying for the lead, one of which is currently under indictment.
They basically have to wait Biden out at this point. Right.
Right. It's, I mean, there's no proof that Biden is going to make a second term, just like physically. You know what I mean? Like, there's
right.
just like no guarantee of that either. So
yeah,
it's laughable that they would want to, and they don't. They would rather just bitch until they get power back and do their gerrymandering and all that other shit. But Marge wants to impeach Biden with literally no evidence of any crime at all. Like, there's no, like, the Republicans
yeah.
that look at her shit when she's trying to present it, they're just like, where's the proof here? Like, once we, it's
right.
all speculation with them. Like, you know, the Hunter Biden shit, it's all misdirection. It's just fucking direction.
Mm-hmm.
And this, so this woman has been like constant, like her job seems to be in her mind to just fuck with Democrats. Like that's literally all she cares about doing. Stopping
yeah.
the Democrat juggernaut that's taking over America.
Yep.
That's such bullshit.
Yeah, she's a special one. I don't even know. I don't know. But see, she's another one. We've had this conversation before. Is how disgusting it is to me that she has power, considering
right.
that her initial claim to fame was basically harassing kids who have been traumatized.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
then, like,
yeah,
all the
she followed fucking David Hogg around, like, saying awful things at him.
Yeah. Okay, it's insane.
Yeah, go on.
Well, I was just saying, like you always say, like, you know, we're glorifying bad behavior. This person is
right.
now a U.S. representative because,
yeah.
you know, whoever, I don't even know who funded her campaign, whether it was Koch brothers
yeah,
or somebody
yeah.
else. But,
right.
but just the fact that she's, like, in a position of authority is pretty disgusting.
Yeah, because she's like, actually, like, legitimately crazy. Like, she's an actual crazy person. Like,
yeah.
I try not to use the word crazy to describe people just because... You know, I've been called crazy before. You know, I have mental health issues.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's people, some people who are quote unquote crazy are actually just people who don't know how to like get past all of the lies they have to swallow on a regular basis. Like there's just people
right.
who have a hard time handling that, like me, for example. But I try not to use the word crazy just because, again, you know, you don't have to
yeah.
necessarily be a crazy person and get called crazy, but this bitch is crazy. Like there's no other way around it. Like there's no help. It's not just a mental health issue. It's indoctrination and anger and fear. And like, there's just so many,
yeah.
she's famous for negative behavior. She's famous
right,
because
exactly.
of her negative behavior. She followed
yep.
around the survivor of a school shooting, calling him
mm-hmm.
names. And, like, this kid, the things people have said about this kid, just for being the survivor and saying, we need to stop whatever's causing this. Like, that's, they hate this child
yeah.
because he dared to say, hey, like, there's a problem. My friends died. My teacher died.
Yeah, seriously.
Like, there's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
People are getting dead. People are dead. But
right.
Marge, so crazy-ass big-face Marge, she's tried to put these articles of impeachment out. I think it was something like 7 times that she's just been, like, doing it. That's all she does. Now, Bobo also tried to introduce articles of impeachment, but she used her power to try to force a vote on it, which I guess Marjorie Taylor stupid face like never figured out to do because she doesn't know
okay.
anything about her. Somehow the fucking Bobo knows more about her job than the big face Marge.
Right.
So apparently that pissed off Big Face Marge, and you know, she called Bobo a little bitch, which was like picked up on the floor, like somebody heard the conversation, or there's a record of it, somebody taped it, and so like it's been published, and now Marge,
yep.
Big Face Marge is being asked like, you know, what's your problem? Like, what's going on? She's just like, her defense is like, oh, you know, I don't know why those were leaked. Like, we need to find the person who leaked that. No, bitch, you need to stop being an idiot.
Right. Oh, Jesus.
No, like, also, I don't like to make fun of people's physicality anymore. You know, it's just not something I feel comfortable doing, because being, for me, it's like being on the receiving end of this stuff gives you a new perspective. So I have new perspectives on things.
Yep.
You know, I have perspectives on things like that. And just, oh, fuck, I lost my train of thought again.
Well, I think you were going to make a comment about physical appearance.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're right. I was. And I am. But, like, Marjorie Taylor Greene, I feel like all bets are off, because she's such a vicious, nasty person with, like, not a shred of redemption at all, which is why she loves Trump so much, because they may not exert their vices in the same ways, but they're both dumb and arrogant and crazy yeah.
Well,
yeah, they
like,
are.
So
and,
I don't know Bobo's origin story, to be honest, but I feel like she at least has viewpoints. Like, the first time I remember her was...
Bobo?
Yeah. Like, I remember hearing of her in my consciousness is she was one of these, like, gun nuts that was like, don't take away my guns, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
And as much as I disagree with that viewpoint, at least it's a viewpoint.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
I understand, like, what you're saying. Yeah. She actually has opinions on issues, whereas Marjorie is literally just like
Trump
trying
and people
to
like
put
that,
Democrats in the ground.
Right, like they're just shitting all over everything with no rhyme or reason or counterpoint or anything. It's just like, we need to take these people down.
Yeah. Exactly right. That's her entire platform, and she's not in there to get anything done. She believes that the Democrats, she really does believe this. She believes that Democrats have ruined and are continuing to ruin this country, and that's such a non-nuanced take on anything. Because it's
right.
The Democrats are partially to blame. Like, they let this, this malaise, this anti. How can I put this? The Democrats are weak. Like we said, they have no balls. They've allowed the scenario. It's partially their fault that a scenario occurred where Trump would ever be a viable candidate or win. Like, that's definitely partly on the Democrats. No question about that. You know, and I was thinking about this the other too. It's made even more important by the fact that the Democrats decided, and this is all shit that anybody can fucking look up. The Democrats decided that they just wanted to push Hillary instead of going for the candidate that would actually have beaten Trump, which was Bernie Sanders.
Mm-hmm.
Bernie Sanders had the votes. He had the votes because they polled people.
They polled people, lots and lots and lots and lots of people. And guess what? It was split between like Bernie and Trump. Like people, and it wasn't even split between Bernie and Trump, because Bernie had the fucking numbers. He had those numbers. He was the only one with the chance to beat Trump, because every time Trump would go and try to attack somebody, like, you can't attack Bernie Sanders. He'll listen to you. He'll listen to everything you say. You're foaming, you know, foaming at the mouth, fucking rabid bullshit. And then he'll give you a measured answer after that. Like, this is a guy who's like a decent human being. You know what I mean? This is a decent human fucking being. And he had the votes because he preached the same thing Trump did on one certain area, which was corporate money. Both Trump and Bernie said, we need corporate money out of politics. They both said that.
Yeah.
Trump was bullshit, obviously, because he is corporate money. He's literally corporate money.
Of course.
He's a walking stack of fat, disgusting, sweaty, orange, rapey fucking shit. Like, but it's, you know what I mean? Like, that's what he is. He's corporate money. He is corporate money.
Absolutely.
So they're both, and that's why, like, I don't know the numbers on this, but I do know that it happened. When Bernie was not selected as the candidate, there were a number of people who switched to Trump from Bernie.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Directly
Absolutely.
From Bernie to Trump.
Yep. Well, that's what I don't understand about the, like, so, yeah, the DNC definitely could have ridden the Bernie wave, and they decided to push Hillary.
Yeah.
Like, I could understand.
Which was a mistake, because
of course it was.
Even Democrats hate it. Democrats hate Hillary.
That's exactly what I was just going to say. Like if you were pushing random candidate A over Bernie Sanders, like just a whatever fucking milquetoast dude, chick, whatever, just a fucking random person that nobody gave a shit one way or another about, I would have been okay with that, because Bernie's philosophy can be a little bit polarizing in certain areas.
Right.
But Hillary has been in the public eye for 30 years. You know there is a whole fucking contingent of people who despise her and her husband.
Yeah.
Even within the Democrat Party, as you said.
Yeah.
So why would you push that person and basically say to all the fringe Democrats, well, this is it, either take it or leave it? Like, it just didn't make any sense to me.
It doesn't, because they don't, and therein lies my eternal frustration with the fucking Democratic Party, because they want to keep the status quo. They are very happy. I know this just from observation and being alive. You know, anybody can dispute this if they want, but the Democrats are more interested in just being, like, the Republicans are fat and angry and happy to be racists and shoot people and all this other shit.
Yeah.
The Democrats just want to, like, kill. Like, they just want to be able to go to work and, like, not have any stress. Like, it's not – it's they're the consummate government limousine liberals. Like, they're the consummate – it's just – they don't – they're not looking to make any real changes, because they don't want to shake up the status quo. They take less corporate money – than Republicans do, but they still take more than enough to compromise them, like
way more than enough.
You know what I mean? Like, you know, you'll see like these Democrats doing, like, you know, business speaking, like Hillary was doing that, might still be doing that. She'd get paid to, like, have a talk with, like, business people, just do like a small seminar or something like that, like the corporate event. Like, that's right there, to me, that's compromised. Like, right there, we should take your fucking badge away. Like, as soon as you get into bed with any corporation at all, like, I don't think you should be allowed to rule law at all. Like, it shouldn't.
Agreed.
You should be you should be disabused of your job, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, it's just frustrating because I don't, like, I don't, the choice of only two parties, even as a young kid, I always thought was ridiculous. Like, there's way more nuanced people out there that don't conform to that. And since the Democrats are so interested in just, like, chilling or whatever, they're ineffective when a real monster shows up that has power and drive.
Right, exactly.
You know, once the Republican Party started accepting, you know, psychotic Christians and shit, like, it just padded the numbers. And it doesn't mean that they're the majority, because I think the majority of people in this country are just want to, like, go about their business.
Yeah. I agree.
You know, I know the majority of trans people just want to be able to go about their fucking business.
Yep. Yeah, you got these people that are, like, vocal and power hungry, and it's a minority. But if those are the people that the people with the money are attaching themselves to because they have their interests in mind, then it's just going to be what we're seeing now, which is, like, you know, a group that basically wants to fucking run the country with, like, autonomy. Like, they don't want to fucking work with the other side. They just want to fucking do things that they want to do things. And Democrats are just kind of sitting around like, well, we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, like, they're not proactive in their defense. Like, they, every time the Republicans do some, like, seriously shady or illegal or just plain, like, wrong, like, wrong-headed thinking, you know, like, when they say, when the, like, for example, when Kid Rock shoots up a fucking a bunch of cases of Bud Light that he bought already, you know, we do need to emphasize that point whenever we bring this up. The money's already in the Bud Light bank, you know, and he decides to destroy them over a promotional can that this company sent to this trans influencer.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't send them even a case of these cans. They didn't send them to market. They didn't put any of that. It wasn't a product for sale. It was a commemorative can for that person. But somehow that got interpreted as Bud Light is gay and trans and wants you to be gay and trans too. So we have to shoot the beer. That's the Republican mentality of how we get rid of something.
Yeah.
We just shoot it.
You
know, that's why they must want to get rid of the next generation of kids, because they have no problem with them getting shot.
Well, yeah, that's why they're okay with all that.
Oh, if you shoot enough of the kids, they'll go away.
Yep. Yeah, dude.
But so we've got a party of lazy fucks, because like I was saying, when a Republican does, like, this crazy thrust where they do something just, like, dirty and underhanded, the Democrats are always unprepared for it. Always.
Right. It's kind of mind-blowing, because it's not like...
It is, because you and I will be sitting there and be like, yeah.
Right.
Like, what's going on here?
Any behavior otherwise that shows they're going to play fair or, you know, be mild or moderate. Like, they're all fucking off the rails, and Democrats are always like, whoa, I didn't see that coming.
Yeah, exactly. But you and I are sitting there looking at it like, of course they did that.
Yeah, exactly.
Why wouldn't they do that?
Mm-hmm.
Is it wrong? Yes. Is it immoral? Yes. Does it get them more votes? Yes. Then they'll do it.
And they're going to do it. Yeah.
Like, that's the least surprising thing to me about Republicans is how low they'll stoop. This is a party of people who, like, are so – they're so committed to the underhanded play, and they do it in public, and nothing happens. For example, during the when Gore ran against Bush, right, and the it was given to Gore, and they were doing all, like, the recounts and shit. The Republicans gathered a team of bad faith actors that were being paid and started having them protest the places where the counting was being done. They found out where the counting's being done. They created a scene outside of the building. People broke into the building and were up, like, they went all through the building to where the room was that was being – that the counting was happening, and they were outside screaming and arguing and, like, making a huge scene to the point where, like, the cops had to come, and they couldn't even, like, grab every – like, it was a fucking nightmare. And they were harassing these poor nobody motherfuckers that were bureaucrats that are just doing their job.
Yep.
These are people who are just doing a job, and they're threatening their existence by being there. How could that not scare somebody who has never seen a moment of conflict in their life? They recount votes. That's their job.
Right.
How many times do they have to do that?
They're barely used to dealing with people, much less an angry fucking mob.
Right. And that's why it's so sinister, because it very well likely affected the people who are supposed to be doing their job purposefully. That's exactly what it was for.
Yep.
And when that happened, I was like, I couldn't believe it. But, like, cut to how many years later is it, you know? And it's the same shit. It doesn't surprise me anymore.
Yeah, the people in Georgia were dealing with the same thing in the last election, the vote counters and whatnot. Like, same thing, people harassing them and, like, signs in front of their job. And it's like, dude, I'm just trying to do my fucking job. Like, leave me alone.
Yeah, but, you know, a guarantee, like, and especially if we're talking about, like, a woman worker and the crowd is, like, mostly men, like, there's just, like, so, it's so underhanded because it's such a sinister thing to do to somebody. It's such like an awful thing to do to someone, to scare them into something.
Yeah, totally.
Like, we should be in that kind of society where, like, that it's just cool to bully people.
Right. I agree.
And that's what it is. Like, they literally bully these workers, but they do that. And then the Democrats are just like, what'd they do? Oh, okay.
Pretty much. I know, it's fucking insane.
So you got the do-nothing Dems and the fucking Republican juggernaut, and it's like, it's working for these guys, for the Republicans.
Yeah.
It's working.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I just hope they implode between, like, DeSantis and Trump. Like, I'm hoping that there's enough there for a rift to just completely destabilize these motherfuckers.
Yeah. So what's the scenario? Because for me, I think the best case scenario is that DeSantis wins the ticket and Trump decides to run anyway as an independent. I don't know how realistic that is, but, like, I think it's either that or, so, like we just brought up the 2016 thing with, like, the Bernie supporters being so turned off by the party pushing Hillary that they went from Bernie to Trump. Is we have to hope the opposite happens, like, in the sense of, let's say DeSantis gets the ticket. We have to hope that Trump people are so turned off by Trump not getting the ticket that they go from Trump to Biden. But I don't think – I don't see that happening because we're not talking about, like,
no.
logical people here.
No, we're not. We're not at all. And that's – yeah, I mean, that's the heart of the matter because, like –
And, like, that's what worries me is I think if Trump goes against Biden, I can see Trump winning. And I think if DeSantis goes against Biden, I can see DeSantis winning. Like, Biden is not a strong candidate either way. But
I do think that the amount of people that were able to vote for him the first time are still around. You know, Biden did beat Trump once.
Yeah,
he,
I mean, I guess that,
but
like,
do it again.
But, like, what is Biden doing to secure that vote? And I know it's not all his fault, but, like, you know, one of the things he was running on was, like, oh, we're going to cancel student debt. And now, of course,
right.
the Supreme Court is like, nope, that's not happening. And, again, that's not Biden's fault per se, but, like, if he's not delivering on some
no,
of these
but
promises,
he has to deal with it. It's his fucking job to deal
right.
with it now.
Right, and that's what I'm saying. There's going to be people that voted for Biden – in 2020 that are going to be like, well, shit didn't really improve under him. So like, I don't think it's a lock that well, Biden beat Trump before. So he would beat him again. Like, I think there's enough disenfranchised
right.
Biden voters that will be like, well, I don't know if this is really what I'm into either.
Yeah.
I hope
you're wrong.
I hope I'm wrong too.
Yeah, I hope you're wrong in that because I like, you know, it's a couple of times now that not that it's ever really been any different, but like I'm always been upset about having to hold my nose and vote, which is what I've had to do in like the last couple of elections. I don't like Hillary. I've never liked Hillary. I used to respect her, but, like, she's a shill. She's a corporate shill, number one. Number
yeah.
two, like, I just don't fuck with – like, she goes for, like, a photo op with black folks, and she pulls out a bottle of hot sauce from her purse, like, purposely, for a photo op.
Yeah, yeah,
she's basically,
yeah.
He's basically, like, trying to say, like, look, black people, I'm just like
I'm
you.
I'm like you.
But,
yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, I love me. Your vanilla ass don't love hot sauce, bitch. Don't fucking try it. Don't even
try it, dude. It's so fucking trite. Yeah.
It was so transparent. It was so transparent. Yep. You know? And I think a lot of black people saw that as transparent. You know? I think they did. She doesn't poll well with the populace.
No.
She polls well with Democrats, with, like, politician Democrats.
Right.
Her base isn't the, you know, and it's funny, too, because she did win the popular vote.
Yeah.
She did win it. We didn't have that stupid-ass electoral college. Like, she would have won.
Right, that's true.
Based on votes, you know, which is, I thought, what we counted. Like, I thought we did that, but...
Theoretically, yeah.
Yeah, theoretically. So I don't have... Oh, man. There's just... You have these freaking creatures like Big Face Margin Bobo, and they're just... Like, there's no center for them. Like, there's no compromise for those people. Like, they're not willing to go into, you know, the premise of having this two-party system is that between these two parties, we should be able to get shit done because each party has their own advantages that they could bring. But they're more interested...
Yep.
They're more interested in fighting with each other than actually getting
right.
shit done. And even
exactly.
though liberals are majorly responsible, except for Nixon. Nixon did some I think Nixon actually created the Environmental Protection Agency. I could be I could be wrong, but I know he did, like, he was like an environment guy, despite, you know, being a criminal.
Right.
But he was a Republican guy who was about the environment. But, like, that's it. You know, these guys in the last, like, 20 years have just been cutting funding to the EPA and gutting it. Because the main focus of the EPA naturally had to be on, like, corporate responsibility for, like, dumping, you know, their waste products and stuff. Like, that's one of the reasons the EPA was created. But that doesn't benefit the interests of those companies. So they're going to pay for and lobby and vote in the people that are going to do stuff like gut the EPA, which is what they've been doing.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I'm so tired of talking about these fucking people. They're just everywhere. I don't understand why people are so selfish and like angrily ignorant. Like, if you dare try to change their mind about anything, they take it as like an attack on their entire being.
There was, God, I forget. There's like a psychological term for that. And I remember like Alan had sent me a link on Facebook once, and this is like years ago. This is like when Trump was first like running for president or something. And it's basically there's some kind of like psychological phenomenon where it's like it's almost like a fight or flight sense. But like when somebody says something along those lines, like your like guttural instinct is that they're attacking you and your values. Like it's not a criticism of the candidate or the behavior. But like when you talk about like a candidate or you talk about religion, like there's something like in the nervous system where like it automatically like instinctively like has the same reaction of like you were personally being attacked.
Right.
And, like, that's like, part of the reason why
their bodies are, like,
can't have conversations.
They're, like, mimicking the fight-or-flight response kicks in.
Right, exactly. And so instead of having, like, an intelligent conversation or being like, oh, yeah, I can kind of see that viewpoint, it's just, like, you're just being attacked, and then it goes, you know, it goes haywire most of the time because – most people can't control it, and then it just becomes a shitting contest.
They don't have the their bodies flick on, like, this, you know, like, they're, like, emotionally and physically mimicking, like, you just having punched them in the face. They're looking at you like you're this simple question that you're asking them, which may not even be like a particularly controversial question. It could just be you trying to understand where they're coming from, and it turns into like, you know, the mother bear. Like they have to protect everything they hold sacred has just been challenged. Like, dude, you're. I'm not trying to invalidate your existence. I'm trying to, like, get you to be rational. I'm trying to get you to, like, just, like, not be a maniac, you know?
Just explain your problem with trans people. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Just, like, just say it. Like, I'm willing to listen to you, what your issue is. Just say it.
Yep.
I don't have to do this, and I can do whatever I want. My children, I can raise them the way I want to. It's like, all right, brother. Like, okay, just, like, do you feel like trans people want to make you trans too? Like, is that what your issue? Like, you can't even ask them those questions.
I know.
Crazy. I did everything right and they indicted me.
I gotta hear that a couple more times because I managed to isolate the clip and download it and put it in our
audio bank. I can listen to that for the next hour.
I did everything right, and they indicted me.
How do you?
Like, seriously, we talked about that last week. That's so funny,
yes,
man. That is like the funniest thing he's ever said, like ever, dude.
It really is. Jesus.
The first time I heard that, like, I thought it was a comedian doing like a really childish impression of Trump. I swear to God.
I thought the same thing.
Right?
My initial thought was that it was Trevor Noah.
Right.
Like, that's what I first thought when I heard it. And then I was like, well, wait. Trevor Noah's not doing The Daily Show anymore, so that doesn't make sense. Yeah. It's fucking comical.
There's a couple of Trump impersonators out there that are really good. And, I don't know if you've ever heard of him, but there's this comedian, Shane Gillis. He got fired from Saturday Night Live because they found, like, an old video of his where he was, like, joking about Chinese people or something. So they like, legit just, like, canned the dude. But he's actually pretty funny.
Oh, that does
funny.
Sound
he's,
familiar.
Yeah. He's actually a really fucking funny guy. He's an edge pusher. He's an edge rider for sure. But
mm-hmm.
He is funny as fuck. He does a really good Trump impression. So I thought it was him doing that, like, on somebody's radio show, because that's what he does. He does that on people's, like, podcasts.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was like, wow, that sounds just like him, but it's way too petulant. Like, Trump would, as much of a baby as Trump is, like, I can't believe he would go ahead and say something like,
I did everything right, and they indicted me.
I just,
can't. Oh, my God, that's amazing.
That's, like, one of the best fucking audio clips I'm ever going to hear. Like, that's a classic, an instant fucking
It really
classic.
Is. It really is.
He sounds so petulant and bitter and whiny and ridiculous, dude.
I did everything right, and they indicted me.
I can't tell which one of those was him and which one of those was you.
Oh, man, that's it. Like, I do genuinely get scared by some of this shit, though, because, like, the anti-gay sentiment is rising again. Like, we've gotten
so
like Pride Month. Like, so much stupid shit has gone
mm-hmm.
on that's just unnecessary.
Yeah.
Just unfucking necessary. Like, the shit with, like, Target.
Yeah.
I don't know if you heard about that. I made a post about it. But, like, some dude was pissed. I don't know the exact story, but I know it's one of two things. Either there was some pride.
They had, like, pride
displays. Like,
displays. Like that.
There was, like, a very tame pride display, and it was either too close to the kids' department, or he saw like a rainbow toy in the kids' department and said it was, like, or both happened. But he takes this, like, little display. And he just, like, puts it on the ground and then, like pussified, like, he literally just, it's like the worst destruction of property I've ever seen. Like, the most lame. Because he just, like, bends the corner of it a little. It's like a cardboard display. And he, like,
right.
half kicks, steps on it, and just, like, bends, just, like, dents the display a bit. It was so, like, he throws it on the ground and does that. It was, like, the dumbest, most performative, silly nonsense. So silly. So I'm like, okay, so rainbows just mean gay now. And you can't handle a gay.
So this is what I was gonna ask you. Listen, neither one of us have kids, so I don't wanna pretend to know how to raise somebody else's kid.
Right.
But let's say you have like an impressionable child, like a 5 or a 6 year old kid, right? They don't know anything about gay people.
Right.
Nothing. Right. No. You bring them into Target and they see a fucking shirt with a rainbow. They're not associating that with gay. You are.
Right.
So what is the issue? Like, no,
that,
like, 5 or 6 year old is going to start, like, asking questions about or deciding they're gay or anything along those lines. Like, it has nothing
to do with...
Well,
they might ask questions. They might ask questions at that age, but they're definitely not going to, you know, like, identify... A 5 year old is not going to identify
right.
as, like, a flaming homosexual, you know?
Right.
Although you can tell with some 5 year olds.
That is true.
You know, sometimes you can tell immediately,
I just don't know what child is going to like connect those dots if they're not of age to understand those concepts.
It really is that simple. Like you don't have to be a genius to understand that. Like you don't have to be super on the ball to just realize that. And like another thing I keep hearing is like gay, you know, we need to, first off, these people want to eliminate gay people. They really do. Like at the heart of it, they don't want gay people to exist. And a lot of that is because they've probably had some gay feelings and they've been so oppressed by whatever religion or state they're in. Like, We don't have those kind of problems in like liberal cities. That's not something that exists.
Right.
But they think that gay is perpetuated by gay. And they think all of these, you know, the rainbows and Pride Month, it's all sins against God, et cetera, et cetera. But they think that taking away that stuff will eliminate gay people. And that's just an insane line of thinking. That's a literally insane line of thinking. Gay has existed since before Christianity.
Right.
Gay and trans have existed before Christianity. Christianity is a new motherfucking thing. Whereas gay and trans are just people, and people have existed for millions of years.
Yep. Yeah.
Well, some
it's
form.
Not a new. This is not a new concept.
It's not a new concept, you've been around for a while. I'm sure you've heard people say like. Lost my train of thought. But they think that taking away all of that stuff will stop gay people from happening, which it won't, because I guarantee you that one of their main arguments is that like there's no gay in the animal kingdom, right? Like it doesn't exist in the animal kingdom.
Right.
That's one of their big. It's against God because God doesn't make gay things, but God did make gay humans, but there's no gay animals. Yes, there are. Yes, there are.
Right.
Everywhere. Rabbits get gay. Lions get gay. Birds get gay. Everybody gets gay. It's everywhere in nature. Like, homosexual relationships exist outside of humanity.
All over. Yeah.
All over the place. All over the place. Monkeys will just fuck anything. Monkeys will fuck whatever they want. They'll fuck a tree,
right.
Another monkey, a dead guy. They'll fuck anything.
Pretty much. I mean, the crazy thing to me is like, it is like you're not getting rid of these people, number one. And number two, I mean, I'm sorry. I hate to keep like, harping on this, but like their whole argument about gay people and trans people is that, you know, they're corrupting children and they're grooming and then this
right.
and that. How many fucking stories do we hear about priests or somebody in a church doing something? Like, I just saw something on Twitter yesterday where this Texas pastor got arrested because he had like 100,000 pictures of kids on his computer. And it's like, can we stop with the grooming conversation? Like you just said, like, if you want to just get rid of gay people, like, if that's your argument, I don't agree with that, obviously, but at least, like, this premise of, like, oh, we have to protect the children is such fucking bullshit.
Yeah, that's not what's attacking the children. Gay and trans are not what's attacking the children. You know what are?
Right.
Predators and rifles.
Right.
Predators
exactly.
and rifles. Those things continue to exist in the Republican landscape. They want that
and,
stuff.
And most predators, just like most people who commit mass shootings, are straight white dudes.
Yep. Most of them are, yes.
I mean, it's just fucking...
That's
so
true. Like, and
the correlation is just not there.
No, it's not. And, like, having said what I said about, like, gay not being able to be eliminated, I really want all of these people to go someplace, have their own nation, split off from the U.S., just go live your gun-toting, fucking, you know, kid-touching fucking life. Just go and do that. Go be psychotic Christians with each other, and then
right.
tell me if gay never happens in that scenario. Show me that nobody
yep.
is going to be gay there or is going to feel gay. Tell me that's not going to happen, because you can't.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't make gay just like gay doesn't make gay.
Right.
Gay is gay. It's a thing that occurs. There's no stopping a natural thing. There's no stopping it. We can't stop shitting, right? We don't have a way to stop pooping. That's a thing that animals need to do. Animals also need to fuck. And sometimes they fuck each other. Sometimes they fuck for fun.
Mm-hmm. And like you said, like...
You're not going to stomp out gay just by being in a fucking... Then why would you? Why don't you... Like,
And like you said, there's not this agenda of gay people who are trying to make everyone else gay. They're just trying to fucking live their life, relax, and let them be. I don't think I've ever heard a gay person who, like, wants, you know, the masses to be gay. Like, no gay person is trying to convert, you know, the populace at large to...
Right.
Homosexuality. Like, that's not a thing.
It's really
not. What? If they tried,
it's really fucking
and guess
nuts.
What? If they tried to, it wouldn't work. Because, like you said, some people, it's a natural thing, whether you're homosexual, heterosexual, whatever. Like, you know, experimentation aside.
I don't know if I fully agree with you about there being no homosexual agenda, because my lesbian friends, certainly, I feel like they're trying to convert me, because they've forced me to watch, like, a lot of RuPaul's Drag Race, like a lot of it, and I just feel like I'm being indoctrinated at this point, because, like,
interesting.
There's like the drama is always the same on that show. Like,
yeah,
it's always just like bitchy gay dudes being bitchy gay dudes. Like, that's it,
right? Yeah,
that's all it is. You know, and I love drag. Honest to God, I love drag. I've been to, like, tons of drag shows. You know, they're fun. They're campy. They're fucking, they're cool. You drink, you hang out, chill. I'm friends with a couple of drag queens. Like, I know
yeah.
people who are drag queens because mm-hmm. they're people. And it's
exactly.
fun. It's fun. And, you know, a lot of drag shows have, like, adult themes and
And like at night in the bar, they'll probably, you know, do some raunchy shit. But like overall, drag is just camp. Like actors used to dress in drag in movies like back in the 50s and shit. Like it's just fucking camp, dude. Like it's that's what it is.
Yeah.
Just fucking camp. And they're getting on that too. Like that's a big, they're coming after drag now. Like everybody's fucking coming after shit. And it's all because this insane like moral narrative has supplanted rationale. And it, none of that makes sense to me because their lead guy is one of the most immoral motherfuckers on the planet.
Well, again, that's why I just don't, there's no correlation. Like, I think we discussed this.
I did everything right, and they indicted me.
It's never going to not be funny.
It's never going to not be funny.
But, like, for as much as I disagree with, you know, somebody like Pence,
right?
At least you can make that point of like, okay, Pence is a real wholesome Christian and this is why I'm voting for him. Like, I don't agree with his values or his viewpoints at all.
George
but
Trump
you can
has
at least,
never been a Christian.
But you can at least point to Pence and be like, and I can at least see your logic in saying, okay, this is the kind of Christian conservative that I want representing me. At least I can understand that train of thought. Whereas with Trump, that's not even, like, remotely the case. Like, he's the most fucking immoral, like, corrupt person around. And then, yet somehow Christians are going to gravitate to that guy. It makes no fucking sense.
Yeah, it's insane because, you know, like I said, when we've talked about this so much, but, like, there's – We know who Trump is. Trump has never been a Christian. The whole
no.
Like, we know every single time that guy has ever, you know, been in a church or, you know, done the photo ops with a Bible in his hand and shit like that. Like, nobody believes for a second. Well, I don't believe for a second that any of that is genuine. None of that is genuine.
Yeah, see, that's the problem,
because
is there's way too many people that do believe that, which is absurd to me.
Right. It's that, like, these are people that will just, like, I've encountered this in real life and a lot on the internet, but, like, there are people who will just repeat something that is uncategorically wrong. Like, it's just wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see it. Like, you can just do a quick search, like a 3-second Google search, to see that this particular thing is not true. Because you'll come up with like 16 pages of everybody saying the same fucking thing, that it's not true. There's been a consensus on it. But you'll still have people who will not only, when you call them on it and say, hey, here's the proof, like they either just disengage completely and run away or block you or whatever. But, like, it's so easy to just not be a dumbass. And we're not doing that.
Right.
We're not getting on the people who are being dumbasses. Like, we're not trying to stop them from being dumbasses either.
Yeah. I know, I just don't know at this point, like, what the solution is.
There's no solution.
Yeah, there's like no change in these people's minds.
We were getting to a point where acceptance was becoming a trend and it was becoming the thing, and there was a time where it looked like maybe things could be peaceful. But, for example, like I was listening to a radio show the other day, and apparently there are still schools in this country that are segregated. You know, maybe not on paper, but definitely system-wise.
Right.
Still segregated. that is heartbreaking to me. Not that it's surprising, but I don't understand why we haven't got past that yet. Like, the Civil War was how many years ago? How many years ago was the Civil War? And people are still flying
about
that.
About 160. Yeah.
Right. People are still flying the flag. You know, they still have that same antiquated view on black folk, for example, or anything that threatens them. And these are people who vote, and they're afraid of things that they don't see on a regular basis around them. Like, I almost feel bad for them. Like, how could you believe that there's this, like, place where, you know, everybody is just, like, chill with each other? If that's not what you see, like, you don't see black, Asian, you know, campy, gay faces. Like, you don't see all that shit when you're living in a podunk town with, like, the only internet is in the library in the center of town. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
You don't.
Yep.
These people do and will vote, and their vote counts. Like, but they're just not in tune with the rest of the country because they're sheltered.
Mm-hmm.
And they're afraid because all the shit they see on TV. Like, if you ain't never seen an Asian person in your life, or, you know, like a flamboyant gay person in your life, and then you turn on your TV and they're like showing that, like dancing around, you're like, what the fuck? I don't want that here. It's not necessarily understandable, but like, dude, like those rural places, like let's talk about something else, because I'm just going to start calling every Southerner inbred, and I don't want to do that.
Fair enough.
I just don't want to. But yeah, the gay agenda, just that makes me laugh. I have family, I have friends. None of them want everybody to be gay. Nobody wants
that. Right, exactly.
Nobody wants that. Gays don't want you. Trust me.
Right.
If you're the type of person that's like, I hate gays, they don't want you anyway, brother. They don't care about you. You're the enemy.
Yep. All
you
they
know?
Want to do is fucking go home and do what they want to do and love who they want to love and fuck who they want to fuck without you getting up in their business. That's all they want.
Dude, like, you're not – right. You're not going to go to work and there's going to be, like, two guys just, like, getting greasy on a conference call. Like, that's
right.
You know what I mean? Like, that's not going to happen to you, my man, you know? Or you go to your construction job or whatever, and, you know, at 10 o'clock it's gay break, which means everybody's got to fuck somebody in the ass.
Everybody just sucks.
That's never
going
to happen. Right. You know, a gay person isn't going to come to your house and fuck your kid. Like, that's not what happens.
Right.
You know, and that's one of the biggest red flags for me, and one of the things that confounds me so fucking much is how they have all this rhetoric about save the children, and then when you have a chance to do that, like by making some common sense gun laws and, you know, restricting the uses of fucking automatic rifles don't really have a place in society. They don't.
No.
They don't.
No, they do
and
not.
A lot of these guys focus on the other part of that, which is that, you know, Americans have the right to, you know, form a, I forget what the exact wording is. It's like a well-regulated militia, I think is the way it's worded.
Yes.
So, like, that's the thing. Like, well-regulated means pretty much an institution. So you'd need to have some kind of backing. You need to have some papers. Like, that's the point of that. But
just like a like three or four guys who like to get drunk and shoot shit. Like, that's not a militia, man.
That is
you
not a regulated
right
militia.
No, it's not
exactly
a regulated militia. It's not, you know? It's not. Just like the idiots who took over. They took over that, like, wildlife. Did you remember that a couple years ago? These fucking morons took over, like, a wildlife ranger station.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
And I think somebody got killed. I think one of them actually got killed because they opened fire. One of them dumbasses got
right.
fucking killed. But, yeah. Oh, because it was the – it had to do with that one guy who's, like, his cows were, like, grazing on public land or something. Like, I can't remember what – it was, like, a really petty dispute. And these guys just, like, took over, like, a park ranger state. It's so stupid. It was so dumb.
Right.
It's so dumb. That's what they want. You don't need guns like that. You don't need assault rifles because there shouldn't be any reason why you'd have to take over a place like that.
Right.
I mean, just in the general populace, like, there's no reason for fucking assault rifles to be floating around. It's just not. It's not for hunting. You don't need that kind of, like, rapid fire bullet shit for a deer.
Yeah. I know, seriously.
Yeah, unless you're trying to spread them, trying to blow their
mm-hmm.
ass off, literally.
Yeah, pretty much.
Why not just get a fucking Gatling gun and sit it in the middle of a forest and just go crazy?
Yeah, I mean, I never understood the whole hunting thing either, but I mean, I know a bunch of people who do, and I don't know. I don't really get it.
Yeah, I don't mind hunting for food. Like, I don't mind hunting for food. Like, that's – and I know people who do, they only hunt to, like – because, like, I know a couple of guys that they do, like, a bunch of shit with deer meat. They make, like, deer sausage and stuff like that.
Yeah,
so.
I do too. Yep.
Yeah, so, like, they'll do stuff like that. That's not really my bag. I'm not into that, but I respect it. Like, that's cool.
Right,
but,
exactly.
Like, if you're
yeah.
just, like, going out there to kill some shit, like, that's dumb, bro. That's so dumb.
But either way, you don't need fucking military weapons to kill a deer.
Right.
People were killing deer 200 years ago before this shit was even – before assault rifles were even a thing. They were using fucking
right.
muskets and – you know what I mean? And double barrel shotguns. Like, you don't need a fucking AR-15 to kill a deer.
It's nonsensical. And at the very least, all anybody's really asking for is maybe some stricter regulations on getting one of those fucking things. Nobody is
right.
saying, like, don't ever have them either. I mean, some people are saying that. That's true. But, like, that's not the main thrust. Like, no, you don't have politicians that are like, we want to take all the, like, Democrats have never said, we want to take your guns away. The Democrats
yeah.
have never said that. That's never been a threat. And that's been, people have been thinking that for, like, at least 40 fucking years at this point. At least. The government's coming to take my guns. No, they're not. They never have.
Right.
Take your fucking guns
yeah.
away. Like, they really feel like there's a guy.
Regulation.
They feel like there's a gay, fucking trans, Muslim, pedophile, like, just waiting, like, a few miles away for them to lower their guard.
Yeah.
And then they're coming to rape your kids and take your guns. You know, they want you to worship Satan. Like, it's a whole thing.
Totally. I know that's what I want. That's definitely what I want.
So we got how much time do we got left? All right. So One of the things I kind of wanted to talk about, too, is the I don't know how much you know about, like, this weird, like, manosphere thing. Like, it, have you ever heard that phrase before, manosphere?
I've heard it. I don't know who coined it.
No, I don't know who coined it, but it's basically just referring to these alpha guys. You know, they call themselves – these are guys that, like, call themselves alpha dogs, but, like, aren't.
Right. Right.
You know, most of them are not. I mean, and the perpetuators of this shit, among them are, like, people like Joe Rogan, who is just – like, there was a time where I kind of enjoyed some of the stuff that Joe Rogan was doing. Like the clips that I saw on his podcast with like funny people and shit like that. But like, he's just a meathead. Like at the end of the day, he's just a meathead.
Yeah.
Because he has fucking meathead opinions and he repeats, for example. So he's got this clip of what he thinks is a dad boxing his son. And the dad is like beating the shit out of this kid. So he's talking about it to whoever the fuck was on his show, and he's like, it's just, I can't believe that people would do that. Like, it's so sad that a dad would, like, attack his son like that, blah, 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 this and that. And he starts, like, tearing up and shit about, like, how a dad could do that. It turned out that it wasn't a dad boxing his son. It was a social media guy named Dad who was doing a charity boxing event with some other random guy. Like, it was literally just a dude named Dad in a boxing match. That's it. So, like, during this – so as he's, like, tearing up, I think his guy who like, does – you know, finds all the clips and shit, I think he's like, actually, I don't think that's a dad. I think it's just a guy named Dad.
It's the guy.
So Rogan looks at it again and goes, well, why does it lie? Why does it lie, he says. Why does it lie? Because it's clickbait. It's clickbait, you fucking moron. It's clickbait.
Joe Rogan has just been introduced. Joe Rogan has just been introduced to the concept of marketing.
Yeah. Of online marketing. He just figured out how to get clicks. Why does it lie, he says. Dude, we're not talking about like 5 years ago either. We're talking about like 3 weeks ago.
Jesus Christ.
Was it like this is what he does. Like he has these like bonehead takes that he just keeps facilitating. And
yeah.
It's dangerous because he's got a huge audience. And he platforms dudes like Alex Jones, who I think we've talked about him before. That guy is
yes,
the scum of the earth. That guy
is the
actual scum of the earth. He's a fucking disgusting creature. And yet Joe Rogan thinks he's funny and loves having him on. But all that's doing is legitimizing this shit, this person's actual craziness. Like he's sued. He's being sued. Still,
mm-hmm.
And I think he lost one lawsuit already.
Yep.
For harassing the families of fucking Sandy Hook.
I know. Such fucking scumbag.
You know, like, why would you put a guy like there, dude, there is a Jeremy Richmond was the father of one of the kids killed in Newtown. And this is a guy, he lost his daughter, I believe her name was Aviel. So he loses his daughter, you know, he's still got other kids, but he's struggling, you know, he's struggling with the loss of his child, and or maybe not his first child.
Which I'm going to say is understandable.
Yeah, absolutely, of course. So instead of him just being allowed to, like, grieve, what he does is has his followers, like literally directs his followers to harass the families of the Sandy Hook victims.
He tells them to do it. This is not like they're just interpreting what he's saying and doing that. He's telling them to do that because they're crisis actors and shit like that. So these people start harassing the families of the victims. And I don't – when you say harass, like, it sounds – to me, saying harassing makes it sound mild, right? They're just harassing them. Oh, it's just harassing. That's not what harassment means. What harassment means is they're calling their jobs, they're calling their house. These people are, showing up and leaving shit in their mailbox, sending them emails. Like, this is an overwhelming amount of negative attention directed towards these people who have done nothing wrong but lose a child.
Right. And lose a child under, like, quite possibly the worst, most unimaginable circumstances you can think of. Like, all child death is horrible, but, like, I couldn't imagine dropping, like, your 6-year-old kid at school and being like, all right, see you in a few hours, and then that fucking person gets blown to bits. Like, I don't even know what level of grief you would have at something like that.
There's no rationale for any of that. Because, like I said, knowing all that – let me finish that particular story. Jeremy Richmond killed himself. That's the end of this particular story. Jeremy Richmond killed himself. Jeremy Richmond was a father in grief, and he had some maniac on his show talking about this. Like, this guy killed, like, I don't understand why more people aren't outraged over the fact that there were more victims of Sandy Hook after Sandy Hook, and it was directly because of Alex Jones. Like, it's great that he got sued and he's got to give up money. Like, that's great and everything like that. But, like, that guy should be in fucking jail. Like, if we put Charles Manson in jail, we need to put Alex Jones in jail.
Yep.
Seriously, I mean, he incited people, like, directly incited people to hurt this person.
Yep.
This person who was already hurt. Like, that's just such
a... Yeah, this person who already was dealing with, like, an unimaginable trauma, and you're just fucking poking and prodding and poking and prodding. Like, of course this person's going to snap. Like, what do you expect at that point? Like, they're already dealing with, like, the worst thing possible. And then you just keep fucking nitpicking and poking. And yeah, it's fucking... it's so disgusting.
Yeah, this guy didn't deserve any harassment at all. Like nobody should be. If you're a parent that lost a child, that's one of the most devastating things that could ever happen to a parent who cares about their children. That is the most devastating thing. You know, and the guy couldn't get over. He couldn't fucking get over. And why should he? There's a lot of circumstances that can be ameliorated that would have stopped that kind of thing from happening.
Yeah.
Man, it's just like that alone is enough for me to have a problem with Joe Rogan. Like, putting that dude
putting that dude
on air after him doing that is just insane. Just really, really insane. And it hurts
and
me to think that any of that happened.
See, so, like, I've never really listened to Rogan or his podcast or anything like that, but, like, it seems to me that, like, he was supposedly, like, you know, the the independent thinker who just wanted to hear all arguments and this and that.
Right.
But, like, maybe it's just my perception as a non-listener, but it doesn't seem like that's what it is. Like, you know, we saw the thing like a couple weeks ago where, you know, he's like threatening, not really threatening, but like calling out that doctor who like fucking weirdo ass RFK wanted to debate about vaccines. And he's basically like, I'll pay you $100,000 to come on and debate RFK on vaccines.
Okay,
and it's like,
okay. You should actually, like talk about that, like the reason that he even wants to debate this guy. You should talk about that, like, and it before you go into anything else, because that's really interesting too. The fact that he even had RFK on his show to say that shit.
Yeah.
And like at least percent of the shit RFK Jr. was saying was very easily disproven. Like,
yeah,
very,
was patently
very,
right.
Yes. Yes.
But,
he
but
made
like
claims
about
vaccines
him,
that
about
are
him
injured.
Not
yes.
knowing, about him not knowing the, you know, the why would it lie quote, which is,
right.
I think is hilarious. But, like, so one of the
why
things I, one of the things I read, like, in the backlash of the RFK conversation was, you know, RFK is mentioning stats, like you said, that could easily be disproven, but it's a stat that is, you know, perpetuated by some crazy ass person with a website. And so from my understanding, you know, RFK is just posting these, you know, oh, go to this link. And Joe Rogan is going to the link going, oh, yeah, that checks out, without realizing that literally anybody can create a website. Like, this is not – just because it's on the internet does not mean it's true, Joe. Like, this is not a sacred place. And he's just listening to all these things that are easily disproven, but because they're on a website, there's some credence to them, supposedly.
Yeah, and that, like, him, that's the thing with Joe Rogan. Like, he's always billed himself as, like, you know, oh, I'm a free thinker type of shit, you know, oh, you gotta
yeah.
do DMT and eat elk meat. Like, he's always been, like, a kind of a meathead.
Right.
The things that I've enjoyed about watching his stuff, and I don't watch his podcast. I watch clips. I can't
yeah.
stand listening to him. For like really extended periods of time, he's dumb, like he's curious and inquisitive, but he's
yeah.
dumb,
right?
You know, he's dumb as fuck, and he's been selling this male enhancement supplement for the mind called like Alpha Brain, I think it is,
yeah,
and. He's also done ads for sensory deprivation chambers, and he'll say
mm-hmm.
stuff like, you know, he says, this changed my life, like, you know, whether it's the medication or the whatever else he's talking, this changed my life, like, it's been the most important tool in my life for developing my mind, and I was like, bro, none of that shit is working. Like, please stop.
Your
like, none of that.
Developed.
Like, that's what you did to develop that mind? Like, it's. I'm not doing that. I don't want to be a fucking dumb ape, too.
You
got
you know,
fucking dumb.
You know who's
bro.
Really?
Asked,
to,
and,
you know who's really?
Yeah.
Who's really to blame for all the Joe Rogan stuff? Is. NBC, because if they had just renewed Fear Factor for another 50 years, then he'd have never had time to do a podcast.
Yeah, he should. That's the lane he should have just stayed in. Like,
yeah.
he should have just stayed in that. But like now, you know, and I'm very familiar with him because I remember him from shows like News Radio with Phil Hartman. Like, I
yeah.
remember him, you know, early in his career.
I remember him absolutely sucking on the new version of The Man Show after Kimmel and Carolla left. I remember that very clearly.
I
remember his stand-up
wow.
not being that great. I've never really thought Joe Rogan was, like, hilarious. But he does know hilarious people, and they're willing to talk with him.
Yeah.
So I've watched like clips of him for that reason. But there are so many takes that he has that are just like the RFK thing. RFK said something about like vaccines, about the history of vaccines or the timeline. That was just absolutely untrue, like just factually incorrect.
But, yeah, and he said something about like he said something about the vaccine with like the 1919 flu, but like vaccines hadn't been invented yet or some shit. Yeah, it was something absurd.
Right.
Yeah,
yeah, it was just like patently untrue, and Rogan is eating this shit up. And now, what they've done is I think there's like a doctor who disputed these facts, and. Like they went after this guy, like, you know, Rogan is like, oh, I'll pay you $100,000 to come and debate this and that. And like, the fact is, I don't think this doctor is like a debate lord. You know what I mean? Like this doesn't,
I don't think
it's his forte. So it doesn't make sense why they would do that. You know,
right,
he's
no
an
benefit.
Expert.
Yeah.
No. And what he's going to do is he's going to come on a show like, I've seen how Rogan treats people he doesn't agree with. Like, I've seen it.
Right.
You know, and it's bad. Like, he may have calmed down in recent years, but there's a clip out there of him years ago on the Opie and Anthony show screaming down a woman primatologist because he made these claims about fucking apes, about this, like, you know, this band of apes that lives out in Africa somewhere called like the Bondo apes or the Beli apes or something. And they're like, the rumor was that these things are like giant chimpanzees, like human sized chimps that are like way more aggressive, like super chimps basically. So this lady calls into the show and she's like, well, I'm a primatologist. I just want to speak on that. She's like, actually, like, that was debunked because when experts went out there, they realized that it was just another tribe of apes who were like, slightly more aggressive than the others. But, that's it. They were not bigger. Like, the whole thing was a myth. Like, I don't even know if they were more aggressive either. Like, I think everything just turned out to be a myth because they found the tribe that they were talking about. They found
it.
And they were like, oh, these guys are, you know, it's just a huge, I think it was just like a huge tribe of monkeys, like a huge tribe. That might have been what it was like. So this lady calls in and she's trying to tell Rogan that, and Rogan just like flips out on her, dude, like angrily, and like he starts screaming at her. And she's like, he's like, you don't know shit, but. She's like, I'm a primatologist. Like, I've studied, like, this exact thing.
Yeah.
And he's just, like, cursing at her and calling her all sorts of names and shit like that. That's who Joe Rogan actually is.
Right.
Confidently and arrogantly and angrily incorrect. That's who that guy is.
Yep.
But he's got, like, a lot of people listen to this dude.
Yeah, but he's the alpha male.
Yeah, like, I mean, like, you know, obviously he's got a lot of martial arts training and shit like that, and apparently his kicks are insane. Like, that dude can kick like a fucking donkey.
Right.
Like, he's got some...
Well, yeah, I mean, he's in great shape. I mean, Dave, I mean...
Yeah, some of that has to do with roids and shit. He's got that,
yeah,
like, HGH.
Yeah,
that,
yeah.
Yeah, he is in good shape, that is true, but all right. I gotta get moving, my man. Let's call it a wrap.
All right, homie.
All right, my guy. Catch you
I'll
next
talk
week.
You soon. All right. All right. Later. Later.